Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the second line from the bottom, Amar Rava. So the Gemara mentioned before the sheet of Rav Chista, that Rav Chista said that an Avil is not allowed to wash himself even with cold water. Even cold water is asr for an Avil. Says the Gemara that Amar Rava, Avil mutar lirchoitz betzayin kol sheva. No, an Avil is allowed to wash himself with cold water, midi dehava bisr v'chamra, just like we see that we allow him to eat meat and to drink wine, even though it gives him pleasure, so too we allow him to wash himself at least with cold water. Ask the Gemara Meisve, we learned in the Braisa, that Eina Baigaris or Shalu Navalas Atzma Bimei Evil Avia. That a Baigaris is a lady who's of marriageable age, so we don't allow her to be menavel herself and to not take care of herself, to keep all the halachas of Avelus, which would require her not to look her best, because she's of marriageable age. So even though she's sitting Shiva for her father, we don't allow her to make herself not look presentable. Hanaira Risha, but the Naira, so then she has to keep the halachas. Now my lab Berchitza, Luchai, we're talking about Berchitza, that the Baigeres, we tell her not to hold back from showering. We tell her to shower. The Naira has to keep the halacha. She's not allowed to shower. Ubimai. Now, what's the water temperature that we're discussing? Ilema b'cham. And if we're talking about hot water, so then Eina b'geres Rasha. She's not allowed to keep the halacha. She's not allowed to make herself, to be menavel herself. And she's supposed to shower with hot water. V'ham Rav Chista. Avol asa lo hayshed etzbo'i b'chamin. Rav Chista said an avol can't even put his finger into hot water. We said we're very machmir on hot water. It doesn't make sense that we would give such a kula for a baigeres. It must be we're discussing cold water. And what do you see from the braisa? That a baigeres has a special heter to wash herself in tzoynein, in cold water. Everyone else, they're not allowed to wash themselves with cold water, so that's a kashan rava who says that an avo is allowed to wash himself with cold water. Says the Gemara, no, we're b'chlal not talking about rechitza in this braisa. Akicha upirkas. We're talking about her putting on eye makeup, braiding her hair, those things, so that a baigeres is allowed, she's supposed to do those things. A naira is not allowed to, but nothing to do with rechitza. Says the Gemara now, Lema Misayele, and the following is a riot to Rava, that an Avil is allowed to wash himself in cold water. There was a story that the sons of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina died, and he washed himself with tzaynin. So you see, an Avil is mutter with tzaynin. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Amre hasam kishetachafu aval of zacharzeh. That's talking about where he was a double avil. He sat shiva for one son, and then another son died, so he was a double avil. Therefore, we give him special kulas. That's why he washed himself with cold water. Typically, an avil could be is asar b'tzaynin, and so therefore, there's no raya from here to Rava. Just over here, it was different because he was a double avil, so we give him special kulas. The Tanya, like we find in the following braisa, that tchafu aval of zecharzeh, a person is a double avil, so then we give him special kulas. Hik b'tzara, make a batar. If his hair is very long, we allow him to shorten it with a razor. Mechabis ksusei b'mayim, we allow him to do laundry with water. And I'm Rav Chista. Rav Chista explained it's betar of a light b'misparayim. It's dafka with a razor, not with scissors. We dafka need require him to use a shinoi. And b'mayim v'leib b'nasser v'leib b'chol v'leib b'ol. And we dafka tell him to do the laundry using just water and not using different soaps and detergents. He has to be with the shinoi. But the point is that we give him these special kulas, so it could be that we also gave him the kula of cold water. But really, an avil is not allowed to wash himself with cold water, and so there's no raya from here to Rava. You could Amri, some have a whole different version of Rava, that Amar Rava, avil aser b'tzoynin kol sheva. That Rava said, like Rav Chista, that an avil is not allowed to wash himself with cold water. Why should it be any different than eating meat and drinking wine, that we allow him to do those things? So why should tzoynin be any different? Says the Gemara, hasam lefapuche pachtei. Over there it's different. There we allow him to eat the meat and to drink the wine because it helps him be calm when he's sitting Shiva. So it has that effect. So we give him this special kula. But tzaynin doesn't have that effect anyway. So we don't give a special kula to wash himself with cold water. Hasam lefapuche pachtei hu David. Says the Gemara, Leimim Mesayele, L'chayr, the following is a raya to Rava, that an Aval is Aser B'tzaynein. It's the same braisa that we brought on the top of the Amud. It says, Eina B'geres Rishalun Aval Atzma. Says that when she's sitting Shiva, she's not allowed to be Menavel herself. Hanayra Risha, Mashba, someone who's not marriageable age. So then she's allowed to, she's Mechayiv to keep the Halacha. Yisbemai, what are we talking about? L'chayr, we're talking about Rechitza. So then what's the water temperature? Ilim B'chamin, Eina B'geres Risha. If you're telling me about hot water, so we would give that Kula to a Baigeres. Karas, and we would say that she has to shower in hot water. Rav Chisda was very machmer about hot water. He said an avul can't even put his finger into hot water. Allah but sainin, it must be we're talking about cold water, and still it was a special heter for a begaris to use the cold water, but a standard avul is not allowed to use cold water. So that's a raya now to the second version of Rava. Says the Gemara, Lo yakichu pirkos, it's not a raya. I can tell you that the Brice is not discussing rechitza, it's discussing putting on makeup and doing her hair. I'm Rav Chisda. Stam says the Gemara now that Rav Chisda pointed out that Zaysay Meres, you see from this halacha, Rashi explains, you see from the halacha that an aval is not allowed to wear makeup, that aval is also b'tich b'ises kol shiva. He's also not allowed to do laundry, same idea, can't make himself look good. V'helchasa, the halacha, bottom line halacha, is the aval also lirchatz kol gufay bein b'cham bein b'tzayne. An aval is not allowed to wash himself. Doesn't matter hot water, cold water, everything is aser. Kol shiva, throughout the entire shiva. Aval panav yadav v'raglav, b'cham in aser, b'tzayne in mutter. But just to wash is panav yadav v'raglav, so that's aser with hot water, but mutter with cold water. Aval asoich afilu kol shu aser. But to anoint himself with oil, even just a minor part of his body, that's going to be aser. However, v'ma'avir says zuam amutter. But if he has a lot of zuma, he's a lot of dirt, and he wants to take off the dirt, so then that's going to be mutter. If it's just for pleasure, that's where it's a problem. But if it's to take off dirt, so then that's going to be mutter. So that's the Gemara Vayter now. Slice of the Tanisa Yichamat Gerinan. When do we say the Tefillah of Anenu? Where in Shemin Esrei do we insert the prayer of the Tainus referring to Anenu? So Adbrei Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak Brei, Rav Yehuda was talking to his son Rav Yitzchak, Udarash, and he said to him like this, he said, Yachad Shekibel of Tainus, Mispal Shal Tainus. A Yachad who accepts upon himself to fast, so he has to say Anenu, Veheichan Oimra, when does he say it? Said Rav Yehuda, Ben Gayol Uraifei, he says it at its own bracha, as its own independent bracha, between Re'eh and Rafeinu. Now, mask for Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak had a kashu. V'chi yachid kaveh a bracha la'atzmoy. Does that make any sense? That the yachid's kaveh a bracha for himself? A yachid could add in his own bracha into his private shemin esrei? Doesn't make sense. Says the Gemara, Alam Rabbi Yitzchak b'shamei atfila. Rather, he inserts it into shamei atfila. V'chein am Rav Sheishas b'shamei atfila. Now, the yachid, when he davens shemin esrei, so he puts the tfila v'anenu into the middle of shema kaleinu. He doesn't say it as its own independent bracha. As the Gemara Meisvei, is that true? A Yachid can't say it as its own independent bracha? Ein being Yachid Letzibur, the Braisa says that there's no difference between a Yachid and a Tzibur on a Tainus. Al Shazam Mishpal Shmein Esrei, Uzam Mishpal Chasrei. The Yachid damages an 18 bracha Shmein Esrei, and the Tzibur damages a 19 bracha Shmein Esrei, adding an Anenu as its own independent bracha. Now, my Yachid and my Tzibur, what are we discussing in the Braisa when it says the Yachid and Tzibur? Ile, my Yachid ma'amish Tzibur, Tzishliach Tzibur. So the simple way to understand would be to say that the Yachid refers to an individual during his private Shmein Esrei, and the Tzibur refers to a Tzibur, refers to the Chazun, but that doesn't make sense, because Hani Chasrei, as in Ra'arbahavu. The Shliach Tzibur doesn't say 19 brachas on the fast day. The Chazan, he says 24 brachas. We're going to learn later that they would add an extra 6 brachas into the Chazan Shmin Esrei. So it must be the Braisa means like this. The name being Yachad, the Kibbal of Tainis Yachad, the Yachad, the Kibbal of Tainis Tzibur. We're contrasting a Yachad who's Mekabo on himself. Two different types of Tanesim, one with the stringency of a Tainis Yachid, and one with the stringency of a Tainis Sibur, and on that, the Braisa says that there's no difference between the two. Elish Azemis Baal Shmaina Esrei, Vizemish Baal Chasrei. The Yachid, who's Makabal a Tainis Yachid, davens an 18 Baruch Shmaina Esrei, whereas if he's Makabal a Tainis with the Taikif, with the stringency of a Tainis Sibur, so then he davens a 19 Baruch Shmaina Esrei. But either way, we're talking about the Yachid in his private Shmaina Esrei. And you see from here that the Yachid, even in his private Shmaina Esrei, is allowed to add in his own bracha. So Shema Mina Yachid Kaveh Bracha La'atzmai Kashan Rav Chisda Kashan Rav Sheishas. Says the Gemara, Lo Elam Ein Malach Shliach Tzibur. I'll tell you that the Braisa, when it says Ein Bin Yachid Tzibur, the Tzibur is referring to the Chazan. Ah, but the Kashulach Shliach Tzibur Esam Arba Mitzalei. Now, but you asked, they can't be talking about the Chazan because the Chazan doesn't say 19 brachas. He says 24. It's not always true. Begimel Tanias Rishonim. Rishonis, the lack of Esrim v'Arba. The Brice is discussing the first three fasts when there was a lack of rain. So there was a series of three fasts, then another three fasts, and then seven fasts. So yeah, some of the later fasts, so then the Chazan would say 24 brachas Shmin Esrei. But during the first three, there was no 24 brachas Shmin Esrei. How much was it? It was just 19. That's what the Brice is referring to, but referring to the Chazan. Ein bin Yachid l'shibur means the Chazan. So but a Yachid, though, a Yachid is never has a 19 brachas Shmin Esrei because he never adds adds in Aneinu as its own independent bracha, and so there's no kasha from here on Rav Yitzchak or on Rav Sheshes.